And his out of town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 304 in that continuing series. Yes, you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2. 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. As we broadcast from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are Chasm. We have 57 degrees currently here in central Minnesota as we come up on 10 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. And we've got kind of a special program today. We've got our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring him in with background music of the Rainbow Valley Dutchman, Ray Dorschner, and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman playing in the background. Yes, it's the Rainbow Valley Polka as we bring in Jens Jensen. Good morning, Jens. How you doing?
Good morning to all of the listeners on KASM.
You bet. And where are we visiting with Jens today?
I'm sitting here in Rockford, Minnesota. I'm sitting on the front porch of the house. You know, how many houses have front porches? Never see anybody sitting on them. So I'm blowing that theory out the water.
Awesome. There you go. Well, Jens, we're going to start out by just bringing the listeners up to speed a little bit, who you are, and your capacity with the Rainbow Valley Dutchman. But just for those that are tuning in right now, we want to honor and pay tribute, remember two great fellows in the music industry, and they were father and son. We're talking about Ray Dorschner himself, leader, owner, operator of the Rainbow Valley Dutchman, and then his son, Jimmy. Both of them passing away this summer. Ray kind of expected his health was failing, but Jimmy, so unexpected, and we're going to get into that in just a few moments. But why don't you tell the listeners who you are, where you're born and raised, a little bit about the family, background, school, and all that, just as quickly as you can.
Okay, I was born in New York City in the borough of the Bronx.
Okay.
And my parents moved around, and we ended up in Wisconsin, a little town called Lomira, Wisconsin. And I started with the Andy Justman Orchestra. 1969, and played for about 2.5 years with them. And then I met Randy Dorschner through college. I went to the University of Wisconsin at Oshkosh, met Randy Dorschner there, and actually he was commuting, so I went home with him sometimes, and that's how I got to meet Ray and the family. And then I started playing with the band in 1972.
Okay, and what did you play with them?
I played trumpet, primarily trumpet, and also flugelhorn, valve trombone.
Okay, and steady from that time on, huh? 72, huh?
That's right. You know, a few years in between, I wasn't playing. It was just a matter of logistics. So,
okay, sure.
But, yeah, basically playing with the band. And, of course, since then, I've moving up to Minnesota, taught at Fairfax for a number of years, and just played around in other bands besides Ray.
All right. And your family situation, you're married with a family?
Right. Yeah, the family is, my wife is Kathleen, Kathleen, and my daughter is Kirsten. And Kirsten is 22, and she's now a lead teacher at the Wright County Head Start. So she's got a lot going for her there.
Awesome. So. And you're still blowing those horns, trumpet? You're still active, correct?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still playing trumpet. I'm playing a lot with Chris Kelchin and the Riverbend Dutchmen. And also filling in with other bands as needed. And I've even gotten to go down to the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa, with playing with a few big bands like Dean Hansen's son. Lonnie Hansen has his own big band, and Lonnie Pitts from Nebraska. And so I've gotten to go to the Surf Ballroom a few times this summer to play. So
awesome.
It's been really, really fun. Yeah.
That's great. Well, Jens, we lost two great musicians, and I know you were very close to these guys, and you can tell the listeners a little bit about them. Ray was, what, 89 years old, and his health was starting to fail. When did they stop playing? When did the Rainbow Valley do their last job?
The last time we played was Black Creek, Wisconsin in 2013.
2013 already. Okay. 6 years ago. And was Ray's health failing at the time, or what caused him to pull the plug back then?
Yeah, it was getting harder for him to play at that time. It was hard for him to blow. And so at that dance, when we played that polka festival, he played the first set with us, and then he did the announcing for the rest of the afternoon. And actually, he played the last set with us, too.
He did.
It's harder for him to get enough air to keep blowing for the amount of time. I think we did two shifts there, like 1 2-hour and one and a half or another 2 hours. So, yeah, it just was harder for him to blow. So.
And did he have COPD or something, or asthma?
No, nothing like that. I think it was just a lot of it was age.
Some
of it heart-related, some of it back-related. But I think some of it was just mainly just age.
Okay. And your impression of Ray over the years, you got to be, well, you sat right next to him on the stage there. Was there a better leader or a more dedicated polka promoter than Ray?
Oh, no. No, I learned a lot from him. You know, Ray and Randy both were just masters of modulation and key changes. I mean, I learned a lot from those two guys in that sense. But Ray had a very good sense of humor, and he was always a professional on and off the stage. And unbeknownst to me at the time, and I think the rest of us, he was grooming us to be like him, to remember to be professional on and off the stage. And like I said, he would have a very good sense of humor. One time I spoke to him on the phone. It was, I think, for their anniversary or something. And I said, I better call you now before the storm hits, because there's a storm coming in. And, of course, we got disconnected during the phone call. And then I called him back, and he said, I guess that was the storm, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. He had a great sense of humor.
Yeah, he was still very sharp, you know, in many ways when you'd call him. But, you know, even though he was, it was harder for him to get around to do things, he was still very sharp with his mind. And, like I said, he just groomed us to be like him and to be good to people, to be respectful of other people. And I think because of him, I'm just a better person. And you're going out there, you're playing music, and you're making people feel very, very happy. And so, like I said, that was just a good thing. And I think from him and Randy both, I think I just became just a better trumpet player, too, and because I was playing in harder keys with more accidentals, more sharps, and things like that, and just a better person overall.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. And Ray passed away on June 11th at the age of 89. If he'd have lived till December 20th, he would have turned 90. He survived by his wife, Donna, and at the time they had three boys, Randy, Steve, and Jim. And all playing with the band at one point. You knew all of the boys, huh?
Yes. Yep. I knew all three of them. Yep. And, you know, it's amazing. I mean, at Ray's funeral afterwards and the lunch afterwards, we took pictures of the three boys together and the three boys with me. And pictures with Gerald Bodie from Nebraska and all of us, and he was kind of the instigator. So we got to get some pictures of everybody here. And little did we know at the time, oh boy.
Yeah.
Little did we know. Yeah.
Well, and what you're alluding to is the fact that Jim Dorschner, I believe, did he suffer a stroke, was it?
Yeah. Well, I'll kind of fill you in here. The last full week of July, he suffered a couple of mini strokes.
Okay.
And he was, of course, sent home. And then, believe it or not, Tuesday, July 30th, he played a concert. Even Randy's in the same community band, Appleton City Band. They played a concert Tuesday night. And somewhere Tuesday night, overnight from Tuesday to Wednesday morning, he suffered another stroke. And this one landed him in the hospital. July 31st, I got a message around 10 a.m. Saying that he was in the hospital after having another stroke. And 2 days later, on that following Friday, we started to learn that this was just not a stroke. This was a major stroke, and it's very serious. And for the rest of the month of August, I was pretty up and down. Jim just wasn't getting better, and they did find an aneurysm. They somehow performed surgery to get blood flowing around that aneurysm. And anyway, it was very up and down. And then the third Sunday in August, he had had strokes on his right side. Now he had one on his left side, and this was by the brainstem. And that's the one that by 3 days later, there was no more brain activity. And that was the day that, as Randy said, this is the day the music died for the Rainbow Valley Dutchman. And it's very, very true. If something good can come out of this, Jim was an organ donor.
Yes.
And so the medical staff told the family that up to 75 people could benefit from the organ donation. And while I don't know if they actually hit that number of 75, that from that Wednesday on, they were lining people up to get, you know, donors ready that would, you know, to match for Jimmy's donations. And so again, I don't know what the final number was, but there's a lot of people right now who have those organ donations. So if you're ever thinking about being an organ donor, you know, this is a good way to keep going. Because Jim is still living right now in a lot of those people.
Absolutely, yes.
You know, Jim still lives on in those people, and he lives on in the recordings. But I will tell you this, but I will not to make light of the situation. If there's anybody out there with those donations, those organ donations, and they all of a sudden get an irresistible urge to play tuba like Jimmy, I want to see them.
Yes, yeah. For sure. I totally agree. You know, I didn't ever really meet Jim personally. We were there at the German Fest in Milwaukee a couple, 3-4 years, and seen him perform and seen Ray perform, all of you guys. But, you know, we danced to the music and seen all the antics that you guys did. Totally enjoyed the music and the whole show. But wish we could have been closer, could have known him better. And that's always kind of after the fact that you feel like that. So, yeah.
I understand fully. Yep.
You bet.
And Jim just wasn't a member of the Rainbow Valley Dutchman. Of course, he was still a band director at Oshkosh North High School. And he was also a member of the Green Bay Packers tailgating band since 1996.
Okay.
And so, you know, like after the fact now at the visitation and funeral, you can't imagine. I mean, the line was continuous at the church for the visitation. They had to finally cut off the line at, you know, shortly before 7 because they had a prayer service. And the next day they had visitation from 11 until 1. And again, the line was just so long and continuous. You know, you go on, like I went into the church up the steps and the line just weaved around to the left as far as it could go and then back to the right all the way to the other side of the church and then down the whole long aisle, and then finally you got to the front where the family was. It was like that from 4 o'clock until they had to finally do the prayer service at 7 on Tuesday night or Monday night. And then on Tuesday night, and then Wednesday was the funeral. And again, the line was so long, and at 10 to 1, they finally said, we have to get the family into the room to be ready for the funeral service. And the church was packed. Every pew was filled. People stood on the side aisles. And also the back of the church had folding chairs set up, and, you know, it was just totally full. And the Green Bay Packed, the tailgating band, played at the funeral. They played Amazing Grace for a prelude, and then the postlude was just A Closer Walk with Thee and When the Saints Go Marching In, or I always like to say When the Saints Go Marching Out in this Pinkerton case here.
Sure.
And that was really an awesome music to hear them play. So
You bet. Well, Jens, if we can ask you to hold that thought for a minute. We've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you and continue those thoughts, if that's all right.
Sounds good. I'll be here.
All right. So Cy here with the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats, award-winning sausages. The brat sales out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market continue for a few more weeks, weather permitting. This weekend on Friday and Saturday, it will be the St. Joe Lions. Come out and roar. Lady Lions, that is. Come out and roar just a little bit and socialize with the ladies while enjoying a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee. The brat of the week this week is the smoked Bauernwurst brat, starting with a nice blend of lean pork and beef seasoned with our special Bauernwurst brat seasoning, smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouses at the St. Joe Meat Market. These Bauernwurst brats are seen on many of the menus of the various German and Oktoberfests being held this time of the year. Come in this week and take 30 cents off each package all week long, unlimited quantities at the checkout counter. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market thanking you for your patronage. And Jens, for being our guest on the program, and you've been here once before, once or twice maybe, so you know how it works. You get one of those meat packages in the mail from us and hope that you and the wife and family enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
Looking forward to it. I know the last package we got, we loved everything that was in there. It didn't take long to devour all of it.
Well, that's awesome. And like we've mused a few times over time, you've played at a few polka fests where brats are being served. You've enjoyed a few brats in your day, huh?
Oh, yes. Yep. German fest especially, and a few other fests. Yes, that is true.
Yeah, talk about that German Fest just a minute there. That's held at Myers Park in Wisconsin, there on the shores of Lake Michigan. It's usually the last, weekend in July. You guys did that for just a whole number of years, didn't you?
Yes, I actually have lost track of how many years. I want to think it started like in 1994 or so, 93. No, it wouldn't be 93, but I think in 94, somewhere in there, and we played for many years in a row. And, it was always so much fun. And what was fun, too, is just to hear the other bands that were there from Austria and Germany.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And the other local bands, too, that were there. But, that was an awesome thing. And, of course, then they fixed up some of the stages there, and I think it was the Stroh's stages when we were on many times. And boy, they really fixed that up with dressing rooms and other things like that. It was really cool.
You bet. And the Dorschner band was such a favorite there. I mean, it just drew a crowd. The music was so great. Some of the other bands that played there at the same time were Brian Brigham and the Mississippi Valley Dutchman that we've seen. Jerry Schneider was there for a few years in a row. Trying to think, those are some of the local bands or the United States bands that were there. But then they actually, like you said, brought some in from Germany and Austria.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they did. Brought in bands from overseas. And actually, I think when you're talking about American bands, Dean Hansen came from Nebraska many times.
Okay.
And a matter of fact, on the same stage as the Dorschner band. And we would do some things together as two bands. And that got to be kind of a fan favorite, you know, to have both of us play at the same time.
Absolutely. Fans. You bet. We were there, as I recall, we were there the year that Frankie Yankovic celebrated his 80th birthday. I think you guys were there, too.
Yes, I remember that. And I remember when we were done playing, we went over to the area where Frankie Yankovic was playing and listened to him for a while and sang happy birthday to him.
Yeah.
And this is not Frankie Yankovic, but there was a time when Myron Florin was there.
Yep, we were there then too. Yep.
Okay, and then Ray came over to us and said, "Follow me, guys. Just follow me." And I'm, okay, now where are we going? You know? And the next thing you know, we were in the dressing room with Myron Florin, meeting him and talking to him. And that was really neat. Of course, nobody had a camera right then. You know, you didn't have your camera, you know, the phones. And
right, phones right.
So no, we have no pictures of it, but got to meet Myron Florin. That was quite a thrill.
I can believe that. Well, we're 15 minutes goes by so quick, Jens, as you and I both know. I don't think it ever happens that you and I get on the phone for 15 minutes and that's it for one time. But being our time is running a little short, I'm going to cut you loose. Why don't you reminisce just a little bit about Ray? I usually ask you, you know, for a special memory or so towards the end of the program, but instead of doing that, why don't you just reminisce about some of the great jobs, some of the great things that you remember about Ray playing the jobs where you might have been? Just talk a little bit about him first, and then we'll do the same with Jim.
Okay, yeah, a lot of things that come back to me, all kinds of gigs of just Ray playing the way he did, the sound that he had, and he was so proud of his family to being able to play with him. And like I said, he just was just a very, very good promoter of old-time music. And I remember when he got inducted into the International Polka Hall of Fame, Jimmy is the one who, quote-unquote, inducted him with a speech, and then Ray came up and gave a speech, and there we are in Chicago at some hotel. And, you know, so that comes to mind many times. And, of course, just all the different gigs, you know, standing on the stage next to Ray and playing and looking at the crowd. And this maybe is not the happiest thing that I think about, but boy, when we played in 2013 and we played our last couple of polkas before turning it over to the other band in the last shift, there was such a crowd standing there watching us play. And I was watching them, watching us, and I knew we were all thinking the same thing. Are these going to be the last notes of the Rainbow Valley Dutchman? And those were. And but yeah, I think of so many gigs, the Nightingale Ballroom, oh my word, you know, the New Year's Eve that we played there, and also just the 40th anniversary dance and all the other ones, the 50th anniversary dance at the old Zip Coast Hall in Hartford, Wisconsin. So yeah, I'll think of many, 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 many gigs, and Jerry was just a very kind person to work with, and he was a great guy to work for. And, of course, after we hang up, I'll think of other things, too. But he was just overall wonderful to work with, and you just love playing with the band. So.
Absolutely. And can you mention some of the musicians and their names and the instruments they played at the time when you got into the Dorschner Band?
When I started with the Dorschner Band, it was, of course, Ray and Randy on saxophone.
Yep.
Jim Vollmer on saxophone. He was from Lamira, Wisconsin also. And then Dave Aaron on trumpet. Now, Dave was the composer of the Nine Rounder Polka on the Something New, Something Old album, or Something Old, Something New. Let's see, Ray Conkle played concertina.
Okay.
And then in the back row, we had Ted Dorschner playing banjo, Ray Wells on drums, Lou Allen on tuba.
Oh, Lou was tuba at that time, huh?
Yep, Lou had started with the band, I think, a month before I did. He came from the Little Johnny Orchestra.
Yeah.
Out there.
Yeah.
And then I started a month later.
Okay.
So, yep. So as far as any memories of Jim, you know, I guess the biggest thing is Jim would always smile and have a nice wave. And sometimes Jim or Ray would say, "Stand up, Jim, if you still can," you know, after doing something, after one of his solos. And Jim would stand and smile, and he'd wave to the crowd, and that's the thing I remember about him. Of course, every time he saw me, you know, we'd see each other, they always say to me, "Hiya, gents," just like that.
Is that right?
I could still see him standing there in front of me, and then he'd have some kind of a laugh, and then he'd say to me the word "nah," N-A, "nah." And it's an inside joke. It's too long to we'll have to have another show sometime.
Yeah, you bet.
About that. But if I can just add to, you know, the whole band, you know, those members of the band, they're just my bestest friends, you know. Jim and Ray Wells, you know, back on the drums, they were the rhythm section. They got things going, and that whole front row of the band just responded, and we would just swing that music. Ray once explained to me Dutchman music is more like a polka jazz flavor. You know, it really swings. And boy, this band was so tight, we just let it swing, you know.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. And I would be amiss just to say, you know, this past week, you know, we lost two other people who play a lot of old-time music in New Ulm. Linda Schrader on concertina and Johnny Arcers, who played clarinet and other instruments like that. Clarinet, saxophone, played with a lot of old-time bands. Linda Schrader played with Ivan Cale for a while, played with her family band and things like that. And I remember a story that Randy told me that Linda Schrader was 8 years old and was on bandwagon with Christy Hengel. And she played Champagne Polka, and Larry Dorschner and the Dorschner, they must have been up for like New Ulm Polka Days or something. And Larry says, look at those little fingers go.
Oh, my gosh. So yeah. I have to just question you, Jens. Did I understand you right that Linda just passed away and Johnny Arcers both passed away?
Both passed away on September 18th, just last week, Wednesday.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Oh, and my goodness.
I think they're both at the same place at Oak Hills, and they both passed away on the 18th.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you check out like a journal online, you'll be able to find the obituary.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's just been that kind of a summer, you know?
Yeah, and, yeah.
It's been a summer of sadness. You know, when you lose somebody you love, you know, the hardest part is the part of you goes with them, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
That's the hard part. So
it's just shocking. It's just shocking to me because I've had both of those two on this program as well in the past, and didn't know that was going to be the last time I'd visit with them either. So my goodness.
Yeah, that's true. You never know from one day to the next. I mean, when we were out there for Ray's funeral, we never thought, you know, this is the last time we'll be with Jimmy. We never thought that, you know, and good old Gerald Bodie said, let's get some pictures taken. And, you know, those, we're so glad that we have those pictures. And, but yeah, it was just a blessing. And like I said, I've got just so many, many, many memories of the band, and that's going to stay with me forever. So.
Absolutely. And ironically, they were going to do a tribute band. There was supposed to be a tribute appearance in July, right after the 4th, wasn't there?
Yes, actually, it was set up for the Altruta Fest. It was actually going to be the last, I think, June 30th.
Yeah.
It was going to be a band. We were going to all get together, not really a reunion band, but just the regular band members. And then we were going to do the gigs there. And, of course, with Ray going in the hospice there, beginning of June, they just felt they couldn't do it. And, of course, then he died on June 11th. And so... yeah, it was too bad because that would have been a lot of fun, but it just wasn't to be.
That's right. So right now we'll hang on to those memories that we have of it and, you know, remember those guys as they were. You bet.
Right, very much so.
You bet. A lot of great concertina players went through the band, too. Randy actually led the band for a while, didn't he?
Randy, I don't know if he led a band or not. I know he played some solo things.
Mm-hmm.
He went like to Hartford to do a solo thing with, it was kind of a concertina thing going on there. Randy did have his own Dixieland band though.
Oh, he did. Okay.
In 1970.
Ah.
He had his own Dixieland band. They played once a week at the Village Inn Pizza Parlor. And, so he had that. I'm trying to think, but you know, you mentioned concertina players. Yeah, Randy did play concertina, and he would play it on the Dorschner band at times. When we had like a six-piece band instead of seven, Randy would play concertina and would double on tenor sax,
sure,
clarinet. And then, of course, Larry Dorschner was the original concertina player, and he played until about 1965. And then, believe it or not, Ray Dorschner played concertina, and he had to play concertina on a couple of gigs in 1965 because Ray Conkle, who was going to join the band, still had a couple more gigs to come that he had to honor with his band.
Oh, yes.
So in 1965, Ray played a couple of gigs on concertina, and then, of course, Ray Conkle joined the band in 1965. And then sometime around 1984, then Keith Zwack started playing concertina with the band, and then, you know, and when he couldn't make it, then Gary Brigham was still in, or Corey Miller.
Oh, yes.
Awesome. And did you know that Ray Dorschner played trumpet from 1959 to 1964? Dale Loomis, I think, played lead trumpet, and then Ray played second trumpet, of course, with double on tenor and clarinet. But there are pictures out there of him playing trumpet.
Oh, man. Those guys were just so talented. Just, wow, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a fun band to play with, and I just felt very honored to be a part of it, you know, that, and like I said, because I was there with them, I learned so much from them, I think I just became a better trumpet player and a better, just a better person overall, and just maybe more of a people person, but like I always tell people, I'm a people person, but I'll let all my friends decide that, you know?
For sure. And for the folks listening in, Ray is survived by his wife yet, is that right?
Yeah, Donna, his wife is Donna, she is there, and then he's also survived by Randy and Steve Dorschner.
Yeah.
And then in Jim's family, Lisa is Jim's wife, and they have four children, Gloria, who's a student teacher this semester, and Raymond Jr., they're both at Eau Claire at the college.
Okay.
And then John is a sophomore, I believe, maybe a junior at the high school at Oshkosh North. And then daughter Mary, she's about 13 or 14. So, yeah, you might want to remember all of the Dorschner family in your thoughts and prayers still, because I'm sure, you know, as we are, they're all just coping day to day, and they're making it work. But I'm sure it's not very easy for them either. So,
you bet.
Keep remembering them too. So.
You bet. So with that, we're going to kind of close things out briefly. The recordings, I've got some of the music along. I'm not able to, provide all of the music that you had mentioned. Jim wrote some songs. Ray wrote and arranged some songs. Rainbow Valley Polka, was that their theme song?
That was the theme song, yes.
Okay.
Rainbow Valley Polka. And he used that for many, 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 many years. And he also used Bamervald, which I think is also on the Something Old, Something New album, I think. That was like a closing signature song.
Okay.
And he used that for many years. And then he also used a little Fairy Waltz for a while. And then lately, over the years, he would just end with a string of polkas, and Rainbow Valley Polka became like our closing signature song.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, if you can keep me on the line after this, I have an idea that I want to share with you off the air.
Perfect. All right, we'll do that. All right. With that, we're gonna let you go, Jens. I'll tell you, I have to be honest with you. I get goosebumps just talking to you about Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman. And when I hear that polka, I'll tell you, it just sends shivers up and down. I really get emotional over that one. So, yeah. We'll definitely play that one during the upcoming segment.
Yep, and I know I guess this is understandable. I had a hard time just listening to any recordings of the band for many, many weeks. And this past week, I did sit and listen to a few things. But I still can't sit and listen to the band yet.
Yes, yeah. And that's just one of those emotions. We're human, and it happens whether you're a farmer or you're a musician or if you're a truck driver or whatever. However you're tied to that person, it becomes hard when you have to say goodbye, and that's the humanness in us. So I know what you're saying. You bet.
Yeah, it's like I said, a part of you goes away with the people, there's a comic strip today in the paper that talks about a rainbow day, and a rainbow is when there's rain and then sunshine after that, and God makes a rainbow. And sometimes we laugh and we cry at the same time, and that's a rainbow day. And I thought, how fitting for today. So
absolutely, yeah. You bet.
Rainbow time. So.
Well, with that, I want to especially thank you, Jens, for sharing this time with us, with the listeners here from Chasm. And I told you the last time, the good Lord willing, we'll do this thing again. And hopefully remember the Rainbow Valley Dutchman many, many more times. So you have yourself a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you soon. I'll talk to you off the air.
Sounds good. Thank you, everybody, and thank you, Cy.
All righty. And there he goes. Jens Jensen, our 304th guest on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. 24 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 58 degrees here in central Minnesota. Don't go away. We've got lots of great music coming up by the Rainbow Valley Dutchman. And his out-of-town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play right there, wrapping up our 304th edition. And a very special program as we remembered Ray Dorschner and Jim Dorschner, both passing away this summer. And that's the part of life that sometimes we don't all like, the fact that we have to say goodbye to people that were so special, good people, very, very good people, talented people. And it's just part of life, is like they say. Well, we're going to start out by featuring music by the Rainbow Valley Dutchman, and I don't really know where to begin. Let's go back to the beginning. We'll kind of do this chronological. So Ray released some albums back in 61 and 62, and then again in 57 and 55. There were additional recordings on this CD. And so there's a total of 29 songs all on this CD. And it's from the early years of the Rainbow Valley Dutchman. Let's do one called the Polka Day Polka right now from 1961. Ray Dorschner and the band, the Rainbow Valley Dutchman. And it's one called the Polka Day Polka. Thank you.
Ray Dorschenern is Rainbow Valley Dutchman from back in 1961, and that's one called the Polka Day Polka. One more off of that CD from 1962, recording, it's one called the Oompa Town Favorites. Rainbow Valley Dutchman with one called the Oompa Town Favorites. Great recording on this CD, and it's called Two Classic Albums by Ray Dorschner's Rainbow Valley Dutchman, again from 1961 and 1962, and bonus tracks from 1957 and 55. Total of 70 minutes of great music on this CD. 27 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock as we move into the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Tourco's First Line Tours. Yes, they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here at this time each and every week. And, of course, they have all sorts of great tours around this great land of ours. They do the statewide tours around the state of Minnesota, and they do the casino tours in and about our area. To make a reservation, to get on their mailing list, to be on board the bus, give Dave and the gang over at Tourco a call. Toll free, it's 1-800-868-7261. They'd love to hear from you. And just quickly mentioning two big trips coming up. First of all, they've got the Polka Fest of the Northern Lights coming up in October 22nd and 23rd. It's a Tuesday and Wednesday. That's just around the corner. $115 based on double occupancy. Gets you on board the bus. Going to spend the one night at the luxurious Northern Lights Casino and Hotel. They're going to have a polka show. Jerry and Joyce are going to travel with you, and we're going to have two show times, 3:30 in the afternoon, 8:30 in the evening,
And they're going to have sandwiches and hors d'oeuvres for all the polka participants. To make a reservation, you can do it one of two ways. You can give Joyce Mouse a call, 320-630-4444. That's Jerry and Joyce's dance band. Or you can call Turco, toll-free, 1-800-868-7261. Sure to have a great time. You bet. Departure times are 8:30 from the Shopko West parking lot in St. Cloud, and then at 9 o'clock from the Little Falls parking lot, the McDonald's Little Falls location there. Those are the two scheduled pickup times. And then they're also looking ahead to Arizona, relaxing and warm. Arizona, February 5th through the 20th. And another great trip. And you'll want to give Turco a call, toll-free, 1-800-868-7261 to make a reservation for that. Yes, indeed. Arizona, warm and relaxing, February 5th through the 20th. So we'll talk more about that as the weeks roll along. Turco, they probably bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. As we get back to the music of Ray Dorschner's Rainbow Valley Dutchman, right now we're going to feature a couple of songs. Here's one that Ray sang, and Ray had one of those really, really good voices for singing. It's one called Hinter im Hunterstall. Ray Dorschner.
Der Fuchs, der schleicht zum Hühnchen, und ich schleich zum Katrinchen. Wir schauen, dass wir kriegen, was so viel Freude uns macht. Der Fuchs, der frisst das Hühnchen, und ich küss mein Katrinchen. Und wenn die Fäden mal fliegen, hört niemand es in der Nacht.
Rainbow Valley Dutchman, that comes off of their Polka Hall of Fame CD, and one called Hinter im Hunterstall, vocal by Ray himself. And we're going to give you another one by Ray in just a moment. We would just want to tell you about Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And boy, you want to get yourself a Hustler if you want to do that extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin has new Hustlers on hand, and that Hustler is just, as they say, it's the cat's meow in lawnmowers. It's really, really good. Industrially all built and Caterpillar yellow. You can step on that deck, stand on it. It won't bend or twist like some of these Brand X lawnmowers that you buy at the local store, and they're real flimsy. Like, no, sir, the Hustler is industrially built. So baggers and other attachments are available. Kevin does repair work on all makes and models. Really worked on the John Deere's a lot, so he's got a lot of experience there. Can sharpen your blades, change your belts, hoses, lubricants. He can do it all. Of course, Kevin accepts trades, so if Bessie's getting a little tired, bring her out to Kevin's. He'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand new Hustlers. Nice showroom there at Kevin's Countryside. Yes, it holds about 26 lawnmowers, depending on how big lawnmowers are in there. The little ones, you can get quite a few in. The bigger ones, not so many. But what's really fun is he'll pop that garage door open, and you can take that Hustler, whichever one you're interested in, take it for a spin around the yard, try it out, cut, heck, Kevin will let you cut the whole lawn if you want. And you get a feel for how good these mowers really are. For more information, give Kevin a call, 320-363-7459, 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside. Nice drive this time of the year. The leaves are turning so nice and pretty, yellow and red. And so, yeah, you'll enjoy it very much. Kevin's Countryside, located 6 miles out of St. Joe North on County Road 3. Look for him on the west side or the left-hand side as you're heading north. Big sign in the ditch there says Kevin's Countryside. Proudly bringing us the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. More music by Ray Dorschner's Rainbow Valley Dutchman. Here's one that Ray sang. It's one called Don't Drop Those Tears in My Beer.
Her pretty blue eyes. Don't drop those tears in my beer, dear. Don't make those dents in the foam. If you must cry in the beer, dear, why can't you cry in your own? I like the kiss of the malt in the hops, but the malt is too salty when mixed with teardrops. Oh, I'm the guy made you cry, dear. Don't drop those tears in my beer, dear. Don't drop those tears in my beer.
Rainbow Valley Dutchman, Don't Drop Those Tears in My Beer. Yes, featuring Ray himself on the vocal there. One more on the way off of this CD, and this one is called The Ping Pong Polka. Going to feature Jens Jensen. Yes, we just had Jens on the Musicians Come and Play program, along with Steve Dorschner. That would be Ray's middle son, and both of them on the trumpets with The Ping Pong Polka. Thank you. Great arrangement there of the Ping Pong Polka, featuring Ray Dorschner's son, Steve Dorschner, and Jens Jensen on the trumpets there. All right, as we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls, Laverne and Kim Bizdok. And yes, they would love for you to join their traveling family, making miles and smiles as you go. And of course, a lot of the trips for the year are in the books, but they're still looking forward to a great number of trips yet. So yeah, they're doing Mackinac Island, and that's this week coming up. And also Maggie May and the Wisconsin Dells is where they're heading this week. Then they've got Taylor Falls and Stillwater on the schedule. They've got the 21st annual New England States Tour coming up in October. Then in November, the Branson Ozark Mountain Christmas Tour, and lots of trips being planned for 2020. So to find out more information about all or any of these trips, or to get on their mailing list, receive brochures, give Kim or Laverne a call. Their phone number toll-free is 1-800-840-9211. They maintain a beautiful website, so check them out on the web, www.lavernestravel.com. They'd love to hear from you, so make that call this week. Laverne's Travel, as they proudly bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And we're going to kind of wind things down now. We're going to especially feature Jim Dorschner on the tuba, probably the best tuba player that I've ever heard. He has just got such range and such great tone quality, and yeah. Just kind of gives you goosebumps when you listen to them. Here's one on the Polka Hall of Fame CD. It's one called the Rock and Roll Polka. Jimmy does the solo on this one. And Roll Polka with Ray Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman. Boy, Jimmy Dorschner just all over that staff. The such tremendous range with a tuba. My goodness, I'm a brass horn player, a trumpet player from high school, and I don't think I had that much range on the trumpet, let alone a tuba. My goodness, he's very, very good. Well, we're going to move to their Artistry in Polka CD. Feature Jim on the tuba solo. It's one called Under the Double Eagle March. Ray Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman. ¶¶ Under the Double Eagle March, and that is Jim Dorschner on the tuba solo. It comes off of their Artistry and Polka CD. 8 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and I don't know if I'm going to get them all in. Jim Dorschner did a number of tuba solos. We're going to go back to their Best of Rainbow Valley CD, and right now, this is called the Happy Oompa Polka, again featuring Jimmy Dorschner on the tuba solo. Called the Happy Oompa Polka, and again featuring Jim Dorschner on the tuba solo. Great music there by Dorschner's Rainbow Valley Dutchman. Here's another one called the Sharpshooter's March. It's going to feature Randy on the concertina and Jim on the tuba. Thank you. boy, some good stuff for you there. The Sharpshooters March. And then again, featured Randy Dorschner himself on the concertina, brother Jim Dorschner on the tuba, along with all the Rainbow Valley Dutchmen. We're going to squeeze a couple more in here. This one is one that Jim Dorschner wrote and arranged. It's one called the Rainbow Valley Schottische. Ray Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutch Band, and one called the Rainbow Valley Schottische. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And we have to do that. Well, we're going to give you just a little bit of one called the Faithful Bassist. And Jim Dorschner on the tuba. Dorschner's Rainbow Valley Dutchman, and boy, what a great arrangement there. That is one called the Faithful Bassist, featuring Jimmy Dorschner on the tuba. As we wind up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, going to do that with Ray Dorschner's theme song, Rainbow Valley Polka. Have it. Ray Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman, the Rainbow Valley Polka, Ray Dorschner's theme song. Concluding another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 5 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, and again, 59, our current temperature here in Albany.